Well, good morning. Would you please give Tom and Judy a round of applause, a thank you on my behalf? Would you do that? You know why? I'm on the road a couple hundred days a year and about 90 or so overnights on the road. And you know where I stay? Not in hotels, because that just wastes mission dollars. Stay with wonderful people, but people have to be willing and led by the Holy Spirit to open their home to strangers, to Nebraskans, to people from Iowa. And that's where I'm based out of at Mission Central. And Tom and Judy have been so kind to host me the last few days. We just got through the LWML winter getaway and lots of talking about being salt and light and being encouraged by Christ so that we can encourage others. So what a joy that it has been for me. This is the first time I've been to this area of Wisconsin. And my home headquarters is out there. And yes, that is a red barn. And yes, the headquarters really is a farmstead in western Iowa. How many of you, in addition to Matt, where's Matt? There's Matt, grew up in Schleswig, worked out in Sioux City and Redeemer. How many of you have been to the hills of western Iowa? Anyone? It is in the middle of, like I like to say, somewhere. Not the middle of nowhere, the middle of somewhere. And who do you think those people are out there in the middle of western Iowa? Those are our 104 volunteers. And they're like you. They're special people. They're not normal people. You know what happens a lot of time when a congregation is in a vacancy? The normal people, oh good, we get to relax. We get to take time out. And you know what often they do? They don't come back. But not you. You're here. And it's such a joy to be with your vacancy pastor and hear his heart for the Lord Jesus. And to hear that next weekend, right pastor, it's next weekend, you get to install your next shepherd to walk with you in mission of telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it awesome that this Jesus has come to you and he's changed your life for an eternity? You know, at Mission Central, we have a lot of fun. There are dairies out there, like you have a few here in Wisconsin, right? But if you come to Mission Central, you're not going to get to milk any cows. I'm sorry if that's a disappointment to you, because inside our barn are not milk cows, but it's all kinds of artifacts all over from Africa and Eurasia and Asia and Latin America, where your missionaries are working on your behalf, telling people about Jesus. And we've added stadium seating there and a creation theater. And the children, most of them left. I love to ask them, what do you think you find in a creation theater? Maybe these two little ones here would know. What is that, young man? What is that? Can you see that picture? What is it? A lion. How about you girls back there in the back? What does a lion do? It roars. Roars. Yeah. You can hear the roar of a lion from 5 miles away. Did you know that? Oh, pastor, if only God had designed our preaching voice to be heard from 5 miles away, we could wake a few people up that are out there sleeping this morning or scooping snow. Yeah. God's made the lion in its mane and its beauty very unique, and we have life-size, lifelike lions and warthogs. Ooh, ugly. Very different design from our Lord than a lion or this animal right here. Zebra. Yeah. You know that no two zebras have the same stripes? God put on zebras unique stripes, kind of like each and every one of us, unique fingerprints. And this is a reminder. We talk about Genesis chapter 1 at Mission Central, reminding you, God's not only created the heavens and the earth, but he's knit you together in your mother's womb in a very special way. Each of you have amazing and individual gifts, and that's so that you are the salt of the earth, so that you are disciples following Jesus Christ, not as your last priority or even somewhere after all the relaxing and, oh, maybe we'll get to it, but as your top priority. And that's what we're about at Mission Central. Maybe some of you will never make it to our campus to hear the about 100 missionaries that come back each year, and they report on what they are doing. We focus only on connecting you to adopting missionaries of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And what they're doing is telling more and more and more and more people about Jesus. You ever wonder what a missionary does? It's that simple. They tell people about Jesus. And that makes you a missionary too. You know, this text from this morning, here Jesus could have preached that behind church walls in the temple or in the synagogue, but here he is, out the Sermon on the Mount, out in the community, and there he's reminding you, the disciples of Jesus Christ, that you are the salt of the earth. He has designed you in a special way, and he has come to you, he has changed your life, he's made you the salt of the earth. As Pastor so wonderfully, and what a great children's illustration, the salt lamp, and reminding us, and you know, well, what does salt do? Well, salt is an enemy. What's salt an enemy of? Decay. It's a preservative, right? How many of you, maybe when you were young, your mom or grandma, you had that sore throat and pain, and they said, well, gargle with salt water. Did that help? Yeah, it did, Dave, didn't it? It helped. You know, salt is a powerful preservative, and as Pastor was mentioning, it was used often, and yet salt, the saltiness, or technically, if you're the sodium chloride can be leached out of the element. And that's what Jesus is warning about today. Because without the saltiness, it's just a block of matter. And without disciples nourished on the word of Jesus Christ and following him in a focused way throughout all of the earth, without witnessing and telling others about him, we would become like salt that's lost its saltiness. And this is the warning in our text for us to wake up and realize who Christ has called us to be. You know, one of the joys after my family, we served 16 years overseas, and our little babies, and now our baby, our youngest is 14, and her older sister's 17, and our oldest son's 19, and they grow up way too fast. So enjoy them while you can still catch them, okay? But these kids and serving in Russia and the Eurasia region, and one of the joys now about being back here in the United States for me is to be in congregations like here this morning in Bethlehem and remind you not to forget about those working on your behalf around the world, because remember what the text says this morning? You are the salt of the earth. All of God's creation. He wants the witness to go forth to the ends of the earth, to places like Latin America and Africa and Eurasia, out here where we worked in the Muslim majority world, living in Kazakhstan and up in Moscow, Russia, and this area, and the many, many missionaries still working in India and Sri Lanka and China and the like. And today we only have time to talk about a few missionaries serving in this part of the world right there in Latin America. That's the team of your LCMS missionaries serving in Latin America. Their moms and their dads and telling people about Jesus. What is that like to be salt and light on your behalf? If you can't go to these countries around the world, you can sure pray for and adopt those missionaries and support them. Look, 40 congregations are being planted right now through that missionary team. I did not say four. I said 40. And that's what God is doing in this part of the world through the team. And one of the places where the new Christians and the new disciples, having been made salt by grace through faith, having been made disciples as a free gift of God with the word working in their hearts and in their minds, they're sent to this little island, the Dominican Republic, where the newest Spanish-speaking seminary is located, and all the classes are in Spanish, and I love this seminary training because there's 120 women in it training to be deaconesses directors of Christian education, parish nurses, parish musicians, and the like, to be sent throughout all of Latin America. And I love the fact that these young men from all of these different countries, Katie, right? Carrie, wonderful musician. You see that right there, that young man? From Guatemala, where your dad and mom and their congregation is helping the work. He's studying to be a pastor and to go back to Guatemala. And you know, it's Peru and Spain and Bolivia and Chile, and the list of places goes on in this discipleship center of working together to be salts throughout the world. Because, dear friends, as the scripture mentions, not only is there a need to bring flavor and flair into the lives of others as salt, but there's a lot of darkness and sin and death and power of the devil. And that's why Jesus uses another word picture, another metaphor, to remind you that you are the light of the world. I love this picture. This is just one of those 40 church plants at the dedication of their facility. It's like, wow, was that the Holy Spirit? What whited out that picture? It sure was bright. The sun was shining, and you saw after this processional through town, out in the community, kind of pictured almost like Jesus in this text today. You can almost sense, you can almost see him out on the hill. They're preaching this Sermon on the Mount, and I can still picture all of these new Christians that are just like you. They're in Lissy, Dominican Republic, going down the street, singing joy about the light of the world and gathering in this space and place to worship him. Dear friends, you didn't start off as light. You started off as poor, miserable sinners. We were all born dead in our sins, in darkness, apart from God. And then he made you alive through Christ Jesus, your Lord, who suffered on the cross and died and rose from the dead and paid for your sin. And his light comes into you. And it's that light, the light of the world, the light of the Savior, Jesus Christ, which you are called to take beyond these church walls into your communities until Christ comes again, to find those caught up in addiction, struggling in that darkness, and to show them the light of Jesus Christ. I've got a little gift for your new pastor that I'm going to present to him. But it's not for just the pastor. It's for you, the whole congregation. One of the things we do at Mission Central and through another nonprofit called Leading Edge Mission Solutions is provide you names and addresses of young families, of people who've moved into the neighborhood around the congregation here. And there's a list of just about 300 households just in a few mile radius around Bethlehem Lutheran Church. Maybe some of you have met them. Maybe they're your new neighbor. I'll present that to Pastor to work together with you, because these missionaries that I'm going to be focusing in on now in just a few moments, they're serving around the world. So who's God's missionaries in this place, in this town, in this community? You are. You notice this text is talking right to you. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill can't be hidden, nor the people. Do they light a lamp and put it under a basket? But no, you put it up on a stand, so it gives light into all the house, so that all people, they may not be citizens of the United States of America, their face may not look at all like your face. Oh, that's not what's important to the Lord God, is what our face looks like. He's designed them all with much diversity and beauty, and he's concerned about their faith. And do they have this Jesus who died for them? Do they have the light in their darkest times? That's why he's made you light, to be light in this world. You notice that it's not just pastors, dear friends in Christ. And I know we've got adoption agreements, and you can read more in depth. We don't have much time in the message this morning, but you can read in depth about where these missionaries are from and what their assignment is in the field. But I'm focusing on this young lady this morning, Nurse Jamie Lentinky, and also Nurse Tirza Cray, because women are as much missionaries as men. Because we're all part of the one body of Jesus Christ. It's not just the work of the pastor to tell others about Jesus. You have been marked on your forehead and upon your heart, forgiven child of God. It's the whole body of Christ that's about the missionary work. And it's no different on your missionary team as you adopt them and pray for them and support them all around the world. These two young ladies, they're landing, they're doing human care projects, they're working in public schools, and they're also helping distribute aid and helping with disaster relief in a country, in a place that was not really in the strategic plan. You see that picture? You know when that picture was taken? Just a few weeks ago. You know where that's at? That earthquake that shook that house and knocked down that balcony. And look at that one. The LWML ladies kind of looked at that yesterday and they went, oh. Do you think you'd stay living in that house in Puerto Rico where the earthquake 6.4 just took place? Would you go back up in there? Well, it's safe enough. How many of you would go back in that house and sleep that night? Yeah. Because this kind of stuff happens. A different house, different picture, but you get the idea. What do you do when that happens? Maybe even to you. Maybe it's Tornado Alley. Maybe it's a volcano like happening in Guatemala. Maybe it's loss of spouse. Whatever it is, this world can bring darkness your way and disaster and difficulty. And what do? You're reminded of the light that comes through Jesus Christ. And these missionaries, just a few weeks ago, your team there in Puerto Rico, and these two nurses out there, not sleeping inside, but out with the crowds, about 40,000 people sleeping in the parks and outside because they didn't want to be inside as the tremors and the creation, just like Romans said, but they felt it on their feet. Romans says, all creation is groaning, yearning for the return of Christ. Be careful, dear friends. Continue to be who God has made you to be, a light in the darkness. Because the rest of this text warns us to be careful of whoever is relaxing just one of the least of these things. Relaxing the law of God, relaxing the assignment from God, the great commission He's given you. He warns against these last days and how easy it is to fall back in our comfort zone and not tell people about Jesus. These are exciting times at Bethlehem Lutheran Church. As pastor, you toured me through and we saw the children in the middle of the week and you see the new neighbors coming in and you got a new high-energy pastor coming to share the Word of God to equip you to do the works God has created you to do. And it's so exciting. I love this text that comes right here because Jesus makes it very clear. This is not metaphor of salt and light. Right here, He speaks to you the very same commission and word. He's saying, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. What a joy. What a privilege that He chooses to work through you and me, sinners, to get His gospel to all the world. And so, dear friends in Christ, as you see those at this home for special needs people there where the nurses are working on your behalf. You see them praising the Lord and knowing that when Christ comes again, their bodies will be, they'll work more than perfectly. They'll be alive for eternity. And it's just a reminder that we don't have to worry about, you know, that our personal righteousness, that we have to be even more righteous than the Pharisees, as the text ends there in verse 20, that we have to somehow be perfect even though we strive to serve God. No, Christ is your righteousness. Christ has filled you. He's forgiven you. He's made you who he has called you and made you to be as a gift. And now you live out that gift as disciples of Jesus Christ. And dear friends, I want to remind you, your missionaries around the world, do you know why and how they're staying there? They're staying there because people like you take this mission personally. And while you may not go live in Puerto Rico or help with the earthquake response, you know that 80% of the support that's keeping those two missionaries and the others in the field, you know where that's coming from? It's coming from people like you that go, wow, that's what the church is going to do. Mom, the Lord's really blessed us this year with harvest. Oh, look what those IRAs have done, Lord. 80% of the support that's keeping that whole team on the field is coming from individuals that love the Lord Jesus, that are light in their community, and that want that light to shine around the world. So if God's moving you to adopt a missionary, please, I'm at your service to talk with you. But the message here from this text today, and it's clear, not from Brent, not from me, but from the Lord Jesus, is you are salt. You are light. Dear saints, let your light shine. In Jesus' name, amen.